A tree down on Duke Street yesterday caused a power outage in Lafayette. The fallen tree brought down power lines, resulting in the outage. City crews worked quickly to get the power restored to most of those affected before 2 p.m. yesterday. The Chickamauga mayor and city council will meet tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. Council members are expected to consider final approval of the amended budget, an agreement with Walker County for street milling and resurfacing, and the appointment of a new Planning and Zoning Commission member. The agenda also includes more than $110,000 in sidewalk grants, a proposed $4 million grant for the Crystal Springs Mill Cleanup Project, and traffic safety improvements. The meeting is open to the public. An old pickup truck caught fire yesterday afternoon on Cummings Lane in Ringgold. The blaze threatened a nearby home. Catoosa County firefighters arrived to find the truck fully engulfed with intense heat already melting the home's exterior siding. Crews from stations 1, 3, 6, and 7 quickly brought the fire under control within minutes, preventing more extensive damage. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire has not been released. We've got more news coming up after this. Only one felony arrest on Independence Day in Walker County. 41-year-old Eric Marshall Brown was charged with possession of meth along with no license plate and driving on a suspended license. You can get a look at that arrest report on our website. It's updated every day at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth on Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.